Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Discover a healthcare team that's always here for you at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
The Commission for the Regulation of Utilities warned this week that the number of domestic gas customers who have fallen into arrears has increased to 23% in the past year as prices rose to historic levels. Those same prices are yet to fall in line with wholesale market drops. Well, I'm joined on the line now by Aoife McAvilly, who's Commissioner with the Commission for the Regulation of Utilities. Good morning, Aoife.
Good morning, Claire.
Now, we know the problems that these high prices are causing for so many people. When are we going to see them falling?
Yes, I suppose firstly, in terms of the customers who are in arrears at the moment and are probably feeling frightened around the scale of the problem that they're facing, I might just say firstly that we would like to encourage all of those customers to engage with their supplier. I think sometimes when the bills are so frightening, people tend to turn away, and that is the worst thing you can do. Suppliers are actually there to help. They have a number of options available around payment plans, prepay, if that's an option for you. And they also have funds in place to support people who are really in difficult situations. Mm-hmm. So it's just to remind people.
But I suppose ultimately they're going to have to pay their bills. And the question is, what is the outlook? When are the prices going to fall?
Yeah, so I suppose what we have found generally and monitoring the market over years is that retail prices follow the wholesale market trends, but at a lag because of the impact of hedging. So we know that over the last year, we have seen high and extreme volatility in prices in gas and electricity across Europe. Towards maybe Q3 of last year, we saw extremes where the price was maybe 10 times the average wholesale price. Now, customers were protected from that by supplier hedging. But that same hedging now, as we're seeing those wholesale prices fall, also means that suppliers are still hedged, often at some of those higher prices, and it will take time to work through.
Mm-hmm. But
because it's really important for customers to understand that even though prices have fallen, they are still higher than they have been. So wholesale prices are still around double the normal wholesale price. So what we'll see is prices will come down, but they won't be going down to the levels that we've seen in the past based on current market prices.
Yep.
But we should expect to see some level of relief for customers towards the end of this year.
Mm-hmm. Because people will see that energy companies are well able to put the prices up extremely quickly, but only drop them as soon as possible. Richard Kern is writing in the Irish Independent today, and he's saying prices shoot up like a rocket and they fall down like a feather. Do you agree with that analogy?
I've certainly heard that before. I think people really notice when retail prices go up. What they mightn't have seen is perhaps that the wholesale price had been increasing for some time before that. And I think as well, when retail prices started going up over the last 18 months, what was happening was not just the spot price, you know, price for delivery now increasing, but actually the futures price, the price at which the suppliers were hedging, was massively increasing as well. So their costs started going up like the proverbial rocket as well. And all of those prices, including the forward prices, are coming down more slowly now. Mm-hmm. And we'll see the retail price follow. But yes, I think we will see the retail price follow. We should see it towards the end of this year.
You said something interesting at the Oireachtas Committee this week. You said many households are really struggling and the conversations we have with suppliers are challenging. What did you mean by that?
I suppose it is important for us to get the message across very clearly to suppliers that they absolutely need to be passing on these prices as soon as they can, and they shouldn't be waiting around. And that is the challenge that we place to them. How quickly, how soon, and how much can they pass on this to their customers?
So are they waiting around? Sorry to cut across you, but that's really important because you explained to us about hedging earlier on, and now you seem to be saying that they're waiting around to reduce the prices.
What we're saying is don't do that. We do understand that they have hedges in place. And what we're saying to them is, but as soon as they're coming off, get those prices passed on to customers as quickly as possible. Mm-hmm. And I think also one of the challenges that we're putting to them as well is, can you do a better job of explaining this to your customers, please? Because it feels like we're the only people out here trying to explain these wholesale and retail market dynamics. And I think customers would value hearing it from their own suppliers, that they have hedged, that they have protected their customers, but that they will pass on those prices as soon as they can.
Yeah, and we have asked those companies to come on, and we do that regularly. But you've said that you end up being seen as an apologist for high pricing.
That's not the position we want to be in. We want to be able to give confidence to customers that the market is working efficiently, even though at the moment that's delivering high prices because of the fundamentals. And we want to be able to assure customers that the market will also deliver the reductions. And we also want to give the clarity that I mentioned earlier on to customers, the prices are unlikely to reduce to the levels that we've seen before. And that's by way of helping customers think about, how do they start budgeting? How do they start preparing for next winter? Prices should be a bit lower, but they won't be back down to the levels we've seen before. So that's why we're out explaining this for customers as well.
And you want the companies themselves to do that, the energy companies?
I think customers would value hearing from their energy suppliers that they are also committed to reducing prices as quickly as possible. And I suppose we should point out that some suppliers are being proactive. We've seen two suppliers, Electric Ireland and SSE Electricity, actually returning money to their customers over the last 3 months to provide some level of cushion for the high prices and the arrears we're seeing at the moment.
Mm-hmm. You said earlier on that you've asked the energy companies to do a better job when it comes to passing on wholesale decreases. Is that all you can do? Ask them.
So I think where we're at the moment is monitoring the market very carefully. We're monitoring the wholesale price trends, and we're monitoring the retail price trends. If at some stage we become concerned, or we see an issue, or we see evidence of something that is not what we'd expect in a competitive market, then we can step in and investigate that. At the moment, however, what we're seeing is the normal evolution of retail prices based on the underlying wholesale and other market price trends.
So to be clear, you're not seeing evidence of something going on that should not be going on.
Exactly. At the moment, what we're seeing is a normal, let's say, evolution of retail prices based on the underlying wholesale market and other price trends. It is, I would say, the same thing that we have seen at other stages where retail prices are following the wholesale drivers, but at a lag due to hedging.
Okay. Is there something else happening, though? Are the companies making excessive profits? Have you been able to look at their books to that extent?
So I think, firstly, as I said, we've seen two suppliers hand back money to their customers, I think, in order to avoid profits or excess profits at this stage. Last year, we saw three suppliers exit the market, go out of business because they were not making any profits and were losing money. So we're not seeing evidence that there's excess profits. Now, we are also working with the government and the department on the implementation of the market price cap legislation. So this is where, in some cases, because of the way wholesale prices are formed on wholesale electricity markets, there were some generators that were making high profits. And those generators that don't face the high gas prices, like renewable generators, but we're getting the benefit of the high wholesale market price based on gas prices. So that legislation is I think, in pre-Oireachtas scrutiny stage at the moment, and we expect it to be implemented soon. The minister is committed to bringing it forward shortly. And on that basis, then, we will start to see more information coming through from generators and suppliers that have those contracts with generators in terms of where the profits were made. And in the case where those profits on the generation side were not passed on as hedges or as benefits to consumers on the supply side, then there will be a revenue collected from those generators and suppliers.
Now, we found out recently the ESB had undercharged Meta for its power usage at a County Meath data centre. That was going on for over a year and a half. When did the CRU find out about that?
So ESB Networks contacted us around 3 weeks ago when they had initially discovered that this issue had been going on, and they have committed to giving us a full report on the issue. But as we understand it, as you say, due to one of the transformers on the site under-recording electricity consumption at the site, Meta was underbilled, and we think that was less than 10% of their consumption over that period. So ESB Networks will be giving us a report on, obviously, how it happened, making sure that it's not happening elsewhere, and then how it will be corrected, mm-hmm. and how Meta then will, through the market, repay any amount that was not billed to them correctly over that period.
But you're relying on the ESB to give you that information, so you don't know whether it's happened elsewhere at this stage?
Only ESB Networks can give us the information on the ESB Networks infrastructure. So they are the correct people to give us that report.
So what happens here? Because as an individual, if an individual had been accidentally undercharged for more than a year, it probably wouldn't happen for a start. But you can be sure that the ESB will be looking for the full amount of money to be repaid very quickly. Will that definitely be the same for Meta in this case?
Yeah, and look, unfortunately, it actually does happen frequently enough that, let's say, a domestic customer can be undercharged. If they have some of the old meters and they're getting, they're not getting accurate, up-to-date billing, and they can be sometimes billed on estimates. And where that happens and they've been undercharged, then yes, we go back and we collect that money. And I can assure you the exact same thing will happen for Meta. There is no question that they will not pay. They will be charged for the full amount. And I'm sure that they will have no problem themselves in paying the full amount.
Yeah, but you look at this in conjunction with, for domestic users who were overcharged for 100 million euro over a decade, you'd have to ask whether the ESB is on top of its own charging mechanisms.
I would say, I think there are two very, very different issues. I think you're in the second issue there, we're talking about a mechanism that was in place on the billing side around the implementation of this large energy user balancing payment. And yes, that did go on, obviously, for a lot longer than either ourselves or ESBN would like. And one of the things we're doing on that side, which was a quite a different end, if you like, of the billing, is that we're doing more work with ESBN in terms of testing and ensuring that we have full visibility of how those charges are calculated and passed through to various customer categories to make sure that that could not happen again.
And on that issue, we know that all users are entitled to get 50 euro back as a result of that overcharging over 10 years. When is that going to happen?
So we're in the process of reviewing the full submission that ESB Networks has made to us. I think that came through towards the end of April. We do a tariff process every year, and the new tariffs on network charges come into effect on the 1st of October. So we're going through that process now. Now, we don't have that precise, I think 50 euro is quite a round number that was put out by ESB Networks at the time, just to give an order of magnitude. What we're doing now is the very detailed allocation of the cost, the understanding of exactly how much was overcharged, and then exactly how much will be fed back into the network tariffs. And then that will take effect as part of the new network tariffs that come into effect on the 1st of October. I suppose we should point out, though, that there's a lot of different cost drivers in the network charges at the moment. And we're also seeing inflationary pressure, but that amount will absolutely mitigate some of that other inflationary pressure.
So we're not going to see an amount of 50 euro more or less coming into our accounts, credited to the accounts. There'll be a tariff adjustment. Is that how it will work?
Exactly that. But what we'll do is we're going to publish an information note alongside so the customers have complete clarity on exactly how much is being effectively refunded and adjusted onto their tariffs to take account of that overcharge over the last 11 years.
And opposition politicians have questioned why this went unnoticed for so many years. Was it a failure of the CRU not to spot this?
I think what we're doing is improving the transparency that we have on the cost allocation mechanisms that ESB networks have, and we're going to work together to ensure that this would not happen again.
Thank you very much, Aoife McAvilly, Commissioner with the Commission for the Regulation of Utilities.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.